CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, a press briefing to highlight the importance of the 2024 edition of the Agri-Tech Innovation Challenge will be chaired today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikeng. Out of the country, the city of Toronto in Canada is plunged in floods and power cuts after severe storms. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikeng, today chairs a press conference to edify media professionals on the upcoming launch of the Agri-Tech Innovation Challenge 2024. The event is billed for 9:30 a.m. at the Yaoundé Hilton. The competition will assemble best project owners in the domain of digital agriculture drawn from all 10 regions of Cameroon to present their project and contest for different prizes. The competition organized by the Cameroon Digital Transformation Acceleration Project, PATNUC, is in line with efforts made by government to harness digital development. In the following report, Winston Lebga outlines the missions of PATNUC.
Grand ideas, lofty ideals, and one gets a whiff of great ambitions with the outline of the project to digitally transform Cameroon, known by the French acronym PATNUC. This is a country where it is not uncommon to see people praying for internet connection and that the service providers will deal fairly with them. For every now and then you get messages like, "Oops, we encountered an error trying to keep you connected. Please check your balance to confirm that you still have internet volume." PATNUC is promising to step up the quality of goods and services in the digital sector, stimulating the local market by easing access and use of ICTs into Cameroon's economic development fabric. Come to think of it, the ambitious project includes enhancing connectivity to key public entities such as hospitals, schools, and local government offices. This is starting out as something of a revolutionary move, bridging the digital divide, and in the process, providing the much-needed backbone necessary for the development of Cameroon's economy.
Winston Lebga. A recapitulation of the stay of the ambassador of the Swiss Confederation to Cameroon in the country will be focus of talks he will hold with the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development in Yaoundé today. This will be during an audience to be accorded the Swiss diplomat Martin Strupp by Minister Alamin Ousmane in his cabinet at 11 a.m. A partnership agreement will be signed between officials of the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, and the University Institute of Wood Technology of the University of Yaoundé 1 today. The event is billed for 2 p.m. at L'Immeuble de l'Emergence in Yaoundé. A press conference will be organized at the Yaoundé Central Mosque this Wednesday to shine a spotlight on the second edition of the Sheikh Ibrahim Niass Cultural Days. The event commences at 11 a.m. The Chantal Biya International Research Center has pledged its commitment to the prevention and treatment of HIV and AIDS, as well as various cancers. Members of the center's scientific council made the promise during its 20th ordinary session that was held yesterday under the chair of the president, Professor Carlo Federico Pernu. Members of the American Chamber of Commerce have made known their determination to work together and promote their businesses in Cameroon and beyond. They met for a business networking evening organized in Douala, during which they also showed more interest to collaborate with Cameroonian business persons. Rosalind Fossa tells us more from Douala.
The American Chamber of Commerce in Cameroon continues to broaden its strategic approach with the intention to generate more closeness and complicity amongst its members. A meeting organized via a dinner cocktail is thus a medium to facilitate the exchange of experiences and connection to each other's priorities. During this business networking night, and CHAM members were encouraged to collaborate and do business together. Lon Duncan is president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Cameroon.
The goal here is to encourage companies and members of the chamber to do business together, to collaborate, to learn more about their fellow members' products and services.
A cocktail dedicated to inter-member visibility with the aim to facilitate the exchange of experiences and entrepreneurial ideas.
The opportunity to present their services and their products to hundreds of executives, potential buyers. We have opportunities to get bought.
During this meet and greet, Ashley White, the new director of the consular branch of the United States Embassy in Douala, presented an overview of the initiatives of the American Department of Commerce while reaffirming the commitment of the United States Embassy in Cameroon to increase the importation of Cameroonian products by American companies. The American Chamber of Commerce of Cameroon is the pioneer organization promoting trade, investment, and business practices between Cameroon and the United States of America. Roselyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
Now this communique, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development hereby informs the public that as part of the implementation of the instructions of the Prime Minister Head of Government, her ministry has undertaken drainage and roads rehabilitation works at the Rompuan-Longkak, Bata-Longkak junctions and on the Rompuan-Longkak, Marché-Coliton-Bata Street. The works aiming to improve movement downtown Yaoundé before the next school year resumes will result in traffic diversions in the areas concerned up till the 31st of August 2024. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development therefore invites road users to comply with the indications from the information board set up by Razel, the company in charge of the works, as well as to guidance of the police officers assigned for this purpose. This is signed Minister Celestine Ketchara-Coutez. The senior divisional officer for Fundi says anyone who uses a media organ to call for riots or incite hatred and threats to public order will not be allowed to reside in the Fundi division within a given time frame. Emmanuel Mariel Njingdent raised the alarm in a press briefing with media men from public and private outlets. Maimuna Joya tells us more.
Some journalists who attended this Tuesday's press briefing in Yaoundé raised eyebrows as to why the SDO for Fundi would outrightly declare that anyone found guilty of incitation to public chaos through the media will not be allowed to sojourn in the Fundi division. But as a guarantor of social order, Emmanuel Mariel Digden assured that this warning is not a direct threat to a particular person or a specific media organ, but simply a reminder for journalists to make conscious choices regarding the guests they choose for their debate programs. The SDO added that his intention is not to give directives to journalists, but simply to remind them of the need to respect the ethics and the ontology of their profession, while at the same time remembering their social responsibility. Public and private media representatives who followed the 30-minute alert from Fundi's SDO agreed to be more prudent when conceiving their programs and reports. Also in attendance was Françoise Mbango, who has been chosen as one of Radio France International's consultants for the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris beginning July 26. Maimouna Njoya, CRTV Center.
Now in news out of the country, record rainfall from three huge storms has flooded parts of Toronto, Kirkpar, and left drivers stranded on the major motorway through the city. Environment Canada reports that almost 100 millimeters of rain fell on Toronto this Tuesday, surpassing the city's daily record set in 1941. Online images and videos show severe flooding across the city, cars nearly submerged, and water cascading down the staircase of or at Union Station. The storm has left more than 167,000 customers without power, with several flights either delayed or cancelled. That is the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.